odd on a regular basis so that getting odd is habitual and becomes a state of being. Man, I just love that quote by Nick Cave. Going through life with a sense of awe is a gift to yourself and saves money. When you're able to be stopped in your tracks by a beautiful blooming dandelion, you don't need bigger, better, brightest. You don't need to travel the world for new sensations and astonishment. You can find them right in your own backyard. The difference here is attitude. Instead of seeking to be awed, you can practice being awed. It's a combination of the senses and the brain. So you use your five senses, you look, listen, touch, taste, and smell your environment, and then let your brain marvel at what nature and humans can do. I mean, for example, I still get excited about electricity. And yeah, I'm old, but not that old. But I just think back to my great-grandmother's time and I imagine what it must have been like living without electricity. Or times in my life when I've been off-grid and living without electricity. What a difference. What a convenience. And really, how does electricity even work? Isn't it the coolest thing that it just shows up in your house? Or another example, nature. If you've ever looked at my Instagram, you know I am thrilled by flowers and trees and nature. Nature's just the coolest thing. Think about flowers or trees. There's a little tiny seed and it grows into an entire plant. How cool is that? Or people. I mean, people, wow. People are amazing. They can thrill you with a touch. We all know that feeling of that special person touches you and you're just, ah. Oh. Or a beautiful song, a single voice can make me cry, and I'm sure you've experienced the same thing. And also people can break your heart open with love, with joy. Living with a sense of awe enriches your life in a way that no material things can ever do. So I invite you to give yourself the gift of practicing awe. Stop and smell the roses. Literally and figuratively. And here's my pro tip. Yellow ones smell the best. They're awesome. You can try these three things. First, reflect on what adds joy to your life. Then appreciate what adds comfort and ease, like in my example about electricity. And third, you can practice honoring the things and people that feed your heart. Like I always say, you want abundance in your life? Start by appreciating what's already here.